Welcome to a series of kosher tidbits, which will examine various aspects of keeping a kosher home. These presentations are based on a series of seminars originally given in Congregation Ahavas Israel in Passaic, New Jersey, in early 2011, dedicated to the memory of Mrs. Kathy Cummins, Zichrona Livracha. The OU expresses its appreciation to the Marada Asra of this congregation, Rav Ron Yitzchak Eisenman, for allowing the seminars to be posted on the OU website. In this installment, we will discuss Tevilas Kelim, ritual immersion of utensils, and we will conclude with miscellaneous aspects of keeping a kosher home. As is well known, the halacha requires us to immerse certain utensils in a mikveh prior to use. This requirement is based on a utensil's prior owners, the material from which it's made, and its usage. This is the mitzvah of tevilas kelim. If a utensil requires tevila, it is forbidden to use it before the tevila, even just one time. When immersing, every square inch of the utensil's surface must be in contact with the mikveh water simultaneously, even if only for a few seconds. Rav Yisrael Belsky points out that teapots, wine decanters, and other hollow receptacles should be immersed on a slant or right side up. If they are immersed upside down, air may be trapped inside, and it will prevent the water from making contact with the entire surface of the utensil. As mentioned, a utensil's material is a factor in determining whether or not it needs tevila. Chazal decreed that glass utensils require tevila, all other things being equal. It's worth noting that Corel, Pyrex, and Duralex are glass. Corningware was a glass product until the mid-1990s. Since then, it is glazed earthenware. China, bone china, and stoneware are also glazed earthenware. The requirement to immerse glazed earthenware is debated by the poskim, so one should consult his or her own Orthodox rabbi for guidance. Contemporary Tevilas Kelim presents us with questions our grandparents never would have imagined. A pepper mill with metal blades certainly requires tevila. An Orthodox rabbi should be consulted if the blades are plastic but revolve around a metal peg. A glass-lined thermos must be immersed, and a blessing is said. The same is true of barbecue grates, broiler trays, and cake decorators with metal spouts. A metal baby spoon covered in plastic must be immersed, but no blessing is said. The same is true of immersion heaters and cookie shapers. Tevila for measuring implements and storage containers is discussed at length by the poskim, so one should consult his or her own Orthodox rabbi for guidance. We will conclude our presentation of home kashrus with a few miscellaneous points. There is a well-known practice to check eggs for blood spots before eating the eggs. Although the typical blood spot found in 21st century America poses fewer halakhic problems than blood spots in other times or places, Maran Hagon Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal stated that we still throw out the egg in which a blood spot is found. However, even in our time and place, a blood spot can pose a very serious halakhic problem. I refer to fertilized eggs, organic eggs, eggs from small farms, and any other venue that lacks the usual controls and restrictions found in contemporary industrial countries. Caveat emptor, let the kosher shopper beware. Usually, a cold food cannot change the status of a cold utensil. Cold, dry cheese placed on a cold parv plate does not make the plate into a dairy utensil. However, one of the exceptions to this rule involves kivisha, soaking. The halacha tells us that soaking for 24 hours is like cooking. For example, if cold meat is soaked in cold milk for 24 hours, they both become non-kosher. This is no mere issue of cleaning the milk off the meat. They have indeed imparted taste to each other as if they were cooked together. It is worth keeping this in mind when using containers. If milk remains in a pitcher for 24 hours, the pitcher is now dairy, even after a thorough cleaning. A soupy cholent, stored in a Rubbermaid tub, makes the tub meaty after 24 hours of storage. Many have asked why God would require a Jew to keep kosher. Numerous answers have been given over the millennia. We will close with just one. Unlike the philosophies that categorically reject or categorically embrace the material world, in other words, the socioeconomic realm, the world of art, music, and literature, the laboratory, and the needs of the body, Judaism neither rejects nor affirms with a broad brush. Rather, Judaism allows and, yes, demands that the physical become sanctified. A Jew is responsible to spiritualize the material, and the dietary laws are an integral and essential part of that endeavor. We hope that this examination of various aspects of home kashrus has been helpful to you. Thank you for tuning in.